Three more. At our workshops and in our book, Tantric Sex for Busy Couples, Richard and I have explained how we say three more as a way to bring Tantra Tai Chi and or peaceful passion to a close. Three more announces that a change is coming. Rather than stopping abruptly, it provides an opportunity to focus more fully on the final three whatevers that you're engaged in, sort of like a one-minute warning in sports or other activities. It invites your attention. No more time for distractions. Right now, this is August 2020, Richard and I are publicly announcing three more. We are going to lead only three more intimacy retreats, all via Zoom, and then we are taking a pause from teaching. Three more. Our story. Long ago, in 1990, we dreamed of creating a business in a beautiful location that would keep us in the company of loving couples. We left New York City and traveled to Costa Rica to explore the possibility of creating a couples resort. We found suitable beachfront property, and if you know us, you know how we love ocean views. But we decided that not speaking Spanish and not having construction experience would seriously hamper this project. We instead returned to the US with a commitment to find a different way to help couples celebrate and enhance their relationships. We wished we could bottle our happiness, our own happiness, so that others could also experience that love, the love that we had found for ourselves. At that time, there were few resources for couples. We created something called the Couples Project without knowing what it would look like. I still have business cards. We experimented with some ideas. I thought that shared meditation would be great for couples. Actually, I still do. Richard didn't like sitting still and had trouble staying awake, so that didn't seem to be a direction we would go in. When we realized that sexual practices could provide a powerful spiritual experience, Richard's attention became decidedly more focused. And I was also delighted. Our intimacy, both in and out of the bedroom, deepened. 1997. Our own relationship continued to consciously grow through skills we learned, through study of Tantra and other trainings. We realized that we had something special that we could share with others in a teaching format. At first, we accepted only one couple at a time, and we still offer private retreats. 1999. As our Tantra Tai Chi program developed, we found that we could lead a group of couples all at the same time, and the intimacy retreats took off. 2002, we produced an audio CD called Lessons in Intimacy, The Lover's Touch, that guides couples through an intimate tantric experience. It's available as a CD and or as an MP3 download. 2009, our book, Tantric Sex for Busy Couples, How to Deepen Your Passion in Just 10 Minutes a Day, was published. We were now able to share our teaching with thousands of couples who might never otherwise show up at an intimacy retreat. 2020. For the last 23 years, we have led workshops here in Siesta Key, Florida, as well as numerous other United States locations and in Jamaica, Mexico, Costa Rica, Puerto Rico, beautiful and romantic locations, mostly at beach resorts. It has been a blessing and blessed career. March 2020, when we realized we had to cancel the in-person events due to COVID-19, we quickly switched to the Zoom platform. These live experiential weekends have been better than we expected, as one couple recently commented. Better than we had expected too. We were so pleased, Richard and I, with these virtual retreats that at one point we thought that even when we returned to in-person, which we expected to do within a couple of months, that even when we return to in-person retreats, we might continue to offer the Zoom calls as well. June 2020. We initially priced the Zoom workshops at only $395 a couple, a very low price for what we had hoped would be a short-lived pandemic period. As the social distancing protocols continued with no clear end in sight, we realized we would need to raise our workshop fees. We began readying ourselves to do that. July 2020. For some time, Richard and I had talked about creating a video of our entire workshop. This would be a program that could be attended at any time without our live presence, and it would be affordable for even more couples. While we were sheltering in place, we took advantage of Zoom and made the necessary recordings. This will be released in the coming months, and we're thrilled about it. It will be available online for download or delivery via thumb drive. August 2020. Starting last year, I actually had tentatively begun to question the possibility of reducing the number of workshops we lead, or even possibly thinking about retiring. I can't tell you why I began to wonder about that. There's nothing else beckoning me for the future that I cannot embrace right now. I've loved every intimacy retreat, and I appreciate how they continue to enhance our own relationship. And yet something was starting to tell me that it might be time to pause. Richard assured me last year that we would manage financially if we stopped teaching. He didn't push me one way or the other, although I knew he'd be happy to continue. Creating the at-home intimacy retreat video, which means couples will still be able to access our training, has finally given us, or me maybe, the push that we needed, or that I needed, to be okay with laying down the mantle of teaching in person, at least for now. We are so grateful to the many couples who've been on this journey with us. We don't know when, where, or if we will return to leading more intimacy retreats. We intend to cherish every moment of these next three workshops, our three more that will be held on September 11th to 13th, October 23 to 25, and November 20 to 22 in 2020. After that, stay tuned. Richard says, "It's been a great ride. I look forward to whatever comes next." I'm reading what he said because he's not here right this moment. Hope to see you at one of our final three retreats, or that you get to see us in our video.